Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Buchek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Miller. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Musial throws the ball into Lillis, who tags Fairley, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Schaefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moon bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Howard reaches second base with a double. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Larker takes first base on ball four. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. There goes Larker trying to get to second. Mutual throws the ball in to Boyer, who relays the ball to Butchek, who tags Larker for the out. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Roseboro. The throw from Schaefer and he is safe. Roseboro steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roseboro scores. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Neal moves to second. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Neal trying to get to home. Lillis throws to Schaefer, who tags Neal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Butchek strikes out. 1 out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis is hit by the pitch. Miller moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards left field. Moon picks it up and throws to Wills, who relays to third to catch Miller for the out. Lillis moves to second. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Lillis moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing second base. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left field. Mutual picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mutual. Wills moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a line drive into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wills tags and scores. 1 out. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to third. Howard moves to second. John Roseboro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. Fairley scores. Howard scores. Larker moves to third. It's 6-0, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Roseboro moves to second. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drysdale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Larker scores. Roseboro moves to third. Neal moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roseboro scores. Neal scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-0, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Wills moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. 1 out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Cardinals nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Larker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte now playing third base. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buchek strikes out. 1 out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDermott strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Cardinals nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Rosboro moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rosboro scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Dodgers. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Drysdale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive towards the mound. Drysdale can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cunningham moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontieri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to third. White moves to second. Kurt Flood pinch runs for Stan Musial. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to home to get Cunningham. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Carl Warwick now playing left field. Bob Aspromontieri is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aspromontieri hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Warwick. Aspromontieri reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aspromontieri moves to third. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Windhorn pinch runs for Wally Moon. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gordy Windhorn now playing left field. Norm Sherry now catching. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buchek is hit by the pitch. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Larker strikes out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sherry strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Flood takes first base on ball four. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Drysdale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Drysdale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schaefer is 0-for-3 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buchek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane D'Anst pinch hits for Mickey McDermott. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shane D'Anst hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Howard. Shane D'Anst reaches second base with a double. Schaefer moves to third. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grammas is 0-for-2 in the game. Gramis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schaefer scores. Shane Dienst moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-1, Dodgers. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.